This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
Let's go to Atlanta, where we started off. Franklin is joining us there. Franklin, how can we help?
I'm doing well. Hope you guys are, too. John, honor to talk to you. You always give sage advice and dig a little bit deeper and hit the nail on the head. So just thank you. And
thanks,
hope
man.
Hope you guys can help me out today.
So what's up?
So my grandparents have, it's been their intention ever since I was born to give me their house that they have lived in. They actually built it. Could have been on Home and Gardens, done a lot of acreage. Very beautiful. But my grandfather has since passed. My grandmother is now 89, and it's in a lot of disrepair. And furthermore, that there's no use for me to have this house. It's, you know, an hour away from where me and my wife and my family are currently living, and it's the amount of upkeep it would require is almost a full-time job, so there's just no way I can keep it. But my grandma always tells me, you know, now that she's getting at the end of her life, that's her, you know, intent is to give me this house. I'm in a will to do it. She actually wants to go ahead and title it to me now. Mm-hmm. But I don't have it in my heart, really, to tell her that I, you know, I would not plan on keeping this house. My intent would be to sell it, unfortunately, just because I want it to be a blessing and not a burden. Mm-hmm. So kind of having some issues dealing with that.
What is it? Why can't you just take the house? And then when it comes time for you to make decisions that are right for you and your family at a later time, you can make those decisions then.
I can certainly do that. And I think, I guess my issue comes down to, you know, she always asked me, what would I do with the house, you know, when it is mine? And I kind of, you know, shrugged my shoulders, you know, not really sure yet. Have to make a decision about that later. But in my heart, I know we would sell it. So I just feel bad, I guess. I don't want to say leading her on. But I kind of just feel bad about, you know, telling her or even just doing that, really. And I think there's a lot of equity issues, too, where I've been kind of the golden child of the family.
Yep.
And there's a lot of other grandkids and other.
There it is.
You know, that's what I was getting at.
This has nothing to do with that house, dude. You don't want to be that kid, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely part of it. I think the bigger part, really, is I don't want to let her down. And I feel like I would be letting both, you know, my late grandfather and her down by selling the property.
I disagree with that. It may be a conversation you have with the rest of your family. You're a grown-up. You can do what you want to with a gift that somebody gives you. If it's a family home and it's a family estate, then clearly if you're going to sell it, then you could sell it for a dollar to your cousin, right? Or to you could create a trust. There's 100 different things you could do with it. It sounds like you're making it a bigger ethical deal than it needs to be. And if you think it needs to stay in the family, but you don't want it, if you don't want to, quote unquote, disappoint somebody that gave you a gift, then do what you want to do with it. But I don't see any reason why you need to tell your grandma, hey, I'm not taking this gift. Like, she's eight. What? How old is she? 86?
89.
I mean, I don't know. It's going to be a gift to her to let her take the gift. What do you think, Ken?
I don't disagree with what you're saying, John, but I would challenge you, Franklin, if you don't want the house for the reasons that you don't want the house, it's not like her coming to your birthday party when you're 11 and giving you a birthday present and you're going, I don't want a birthday present from you. I think that'd sting pretty hard. I think if you explain to her why you don't want the house, but you're honored, you're feeling all the feelings and you say, Grandma, I don't want the house, but I want her to. I think at some point you got to put your big boy pants on, and I think there's a way to do that. But I don't disagree with what John said either. I think you got to get over. Either way, you're going to have to get over disappointing somebody.
There you go.
I think that's the issue. Either I'm disappointed, or I'm worried about criticism from my siblings or whoever else, Uncle Larry or the cousins, or I'm worried about Grandma being disappointed. At some point, John, I'm not going to make a major life decision that I don't believe I should do, just because it might disappoint somebody. So I'm going to be a little bit tougher and go, put your big boy pants on, Franklin, and tell Grandma the truth. I think she can handle it. But be loving and very respectful in the process. That's what I do.
And I'd take the house. And we'll figure it out later.
That's why I said I don't disagree.
I love it.
But if he's worried about his other stuff, at some point he's got to make the decision.
That's right.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.